All right, thank you. Good evening. This is May 3rd, 2018. This is the Nancy Sorden, the chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I'm calling this open session meeting to order. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Can't hear you. Adriana Casnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Chris Corey, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
I'm here, and thanks.
Present. Catherine Davis asked for an excused absence. Benito Diaz, WPFW. Benito, can't hear you. Dan Goodman, KPFK. Dan, can't hear you. William Heerwagon, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Dwayne Lark, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Tony Leon, WPFW.
I'm here.
Present. Esfia Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Present.
Present. Alex Randall, WUVI affiliate. Alex, can't hear you. Mansour Sabah, KPFK.
Hazir.
Present. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Carol Travis, KPFA. Carol, can't hear you. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Maskila Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Let me just go back. Jonathan. Benito. Dan. Alex. And Carol. Okay. Chair, we have a quorum of 16, and I believe Tom Livingston is on the call. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Okay. We have excused absences. We have absences to excuse. Oh, shoot, that's so long.
Madam Chair, Jonathan's here.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
I have you. This is Janet. Thank you.
So which are the absences that we have to excuse?
Catherine Davis was the only request.
Okay. Do I have a motion to excuse Catherine Davis's absence?
So moved.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any objections? Okay. Could I have some timekeepers for the meeting?
I'll do both of them, the personnel and categories.
All right,
sure.
Great. Thank you. Okay.
And do me a favor, please announce each category's time so everybody knows.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. So now we're on to agenda approval, 10 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Second.
Grace.
Okay. Are there any Any additions or amendments to the agenda?
Yeah, William Herwag.
Okay, that was a tie. Let's see, William?
Hello, okay. I sent an email to add a discussion of, or I actually put a motion for how we add motions to the open session agenda, or to agendas.
So we need to add an item. You're saying we need to add an item on the agenda about how we set agendas. And you have a motion to go under that item.
Yeah, I sent an email with that motion in it.
Okay, and where are you suggesting that we put this on the agenda, and how much time?
Right after minutes approval. I don't think it would take more than 10 minutes.
We would have to cut the time of something else. Let's see here. Would you be willing to make it for 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, so Yes?
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Carol Travis joined the call.
So we have a motion to amend the agenda by adding an item on agenda setting with a motion to go with it for 5 minutes to be added after minutes approval. So it would be 3A.
Adriana Secon, Chair. Adriana Secon.
Okay. Is there any objection?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll discuss.
Yep.
This just doesn't seem like it's that critical or urgent, and we do have other business. If you're going to add it, probably should be after the rest of the items on the agenda for the open session. And so I'll move to amend to put it after new business, or as part of new business, excuse me. Number 8.
Second. Grace, I second.
Okay, so you're amending the amendment to the, let's see here, item 8B.
Yes.
8B. Okay. And we have a second. Any objections?
Yeah, William.
Okay. All right.
Can I speak to it?
Yep. Yep, please do.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, we have meetings once a month, and sounds like there may be more frequently occasionally. We need to know a simple procedure, and this is a very simple, quick, easy motion. You don't need to have it put off till future meetings, which is what will happen.
This is Grace. I'd like to speak to that.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. This motion isn't simple. It would be very difficult to implement. And I think it more properly belongs being vetted first by the governance committee. And I don't think it's simple, and I don't think it would be dealt with quickly. So I agree with Bill's suggestion that it be put toward in new business on this agenda.
Okay, is there any other discussion on this? Amendment?
Yeah, William.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, we're in May. I don't think the Governance Committee has even met yet. It's not a scary motion. It just sets up a procedure that could probably be changed later if people don't like it, but it sets up something so we know what is happening. I mean, to put it off to the end of the agenda, to put it off to some other committee which hasn't even met is just, you know, killing the motion, which, fine, if that's what everybody wants to do, but I don't agree. I think we need to know how we're going to proceed with creating our agenda items.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So is there any other discussion on this?
Yes, Ken.
Yes, Ken.
Well, that motion seems to limit the ideas before 3 days before the meeting. But what if a really brilliant idea comes up one day before the meeting?
Oh, okay. Yes, Ken. That you're speaking to the motion right now, and we will do that if this is put onto the agenda. So those are very good points, but we need to reserve that for when we are discussing this motion. So what we are discussing now is whether or not to put this item on the agenda. And if I just want to speak, anyone that wants to speak to having it on the agenda or not. We've heard one for and one against.
I'd like to, Dwayne Lark, let's be on the record for.
Okay, go ahead, Dwayne.
I think that William makes a point. Lack of procedure, it just continues the confusion. So I just don't understand what the pushback would be not to address this matter as a member of the committee that really was supposed to talk about agendas. We weren't even able to do that in our meeting because there is no articulation in the bylaw. So I think this is needed, and we ought to address it.
Hello, Jan Goodman on the line.
Hi, Jan.
Hello.
Okay, so thank you, Dwayne. Okay. Any other discussion on for or against amendment?
Madam Chair, 2 minutes to the for this category.
Okay, all right. I don't think so. So we're going to move on. Who is that?
This is Jan. It sounds like you're about to take a vote. Can you just tell me what you're about to vote on?
Yeah, we have an amendment to the agenda. And this is an amendment to that amendment. So the amendment to the agenda is to add William Hairwagon's item that has an accompanying motion, and it discusses the procedure for creating agendas. And it was to put it on the agenda right after minutes approval for 5 minutes, and Bill Crozier amended it to put it at the very end, and that's what we're voting on now. Should we put this at the very end for 5 minutes? So, Madam Secretary, if you please take the vote. Under new business.
So this is a vote on the amendment. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Kesnave.
No.
No. Corey.
Pass.
Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Davis. Joseph Davis.
No.
No. Benito Diaz, is Benito on the... Oh, yeah, he's on the call now. Sorry?
I vote in favor. Excuse me. I vote against.
Diaz votes no. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Hairwagon.
No.
No. Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Lark.
I vote no.
No. Loffer.
Yes.
Yes. Leon.
No.
No. Nwangaza.
No.
No. Alex Randall. I'm not sure if he's on the call. Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes. Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes. Washington?
No.
No. One moment. Chris, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. Okay. I have 11 yes, 8 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. Does anybody wish to change their vote?
Closure for the stack.
11 yes, 8 no, 1 abstention. Chair, would you say how the result?
The motion to put this on the agenda is amended to be after new business, the second item of new business, so it would be 8B. So would you please take a vote on that main motion to amend the agenda?
One moment.
Are there any objections? Are there any objections to the amendment as amended? Okay, it's on the agenda. If there's no objection, it will go on to the... I'm speaking, please. Wait a minute. Okay. If there's no objections to this motion, then this item will go on to the agenda at the new business, with the second item of new business. Any objections? Okay, thank you. Bill?
Excuse me, I thought the vote...
Thank you.
I thought that there were more yeses than no's.
Dan, would you like the floor for something?
I'm sorry, Jan Goodman. Point of clarification.
Request for information. Go ahead.
I thought that the motion to put it at the end of the agenda passed. I thought the yeses were more than the no's, so this item would be at the end of the agenda.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
That was an amendment of the main motion. Okay? So the main motion also passed without objection. So this item is going on to the agenda at new business, second item under new business.
The main motion as amended passed without objection.
Right. Thank you for that.
Excuse me. I thought that the amendment was to put it at the end of the agenda. So wouldn't it go at the end of the agenda?
God. That's exactly right, Dan. That's where it is. That's what the amendment said. The amendment passed. So now, the motion as amended also passed without objection. So it is at the end of the agenda.
Okay. Thank you very much. Sorry.
Bill.
Actually, the revised agenda takes care of what I was going to say. I was going to suggest we give Tom more time for the ID report. But that's in the revised agenda, it's okay.
Okay. Someone else was trying to get the floor?
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Adriana, what's your...
Madam Chair, what 10 minutes for the agenda? Shouldn't we vote on the agenda because that is passed already 5 minutes ago?
I think time is probably up now, and it's time to vote on the agenda, yep, as amended. Any objections to the agenda as amended? Okay. Let's go to the first item of business, which is minutes approval for February 15th and April 5th. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve the minutes, ma'am, sir.
Second, Grace.
Are there any changes or corrections to either of the minutes? Okay, so the minutes are approved as is. There's no objections to the minutes as they are.
Chair, Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Sorry, who made the motion and who seconded?
I asked for a motion to approve the minutes.
Right.
And who said so moved?
Mansoor.
And who seconded?
Grace.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, Mansoor, we're going to the IED report for 15 minutes. Tom, you are on. You have the
floor.
Very
good. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Pacifica National Board. I thought what I would do is to, at the request of one of the national board members, I made a list of projects that I've worked on since I started. And this is the third time that I've addressed the board in open session. And I'll just go over this. So these are highlights going back for the last 3 months. Right now, of course, the issue that is most pressing is the resignation of the chief financial officer. I've made a list of recommendations that the board will address in closed session tonight. Since I joined Pacifica at the end of January, I started with visits to all the stations that included conversations with staff, management, and we had informal gatherings of each of the local station boards. Since then, I've been back to all but KPFK for a variety of reasons. Week before last, I was at KPFA and the national office to have the conversation about what happens next with the financial structure of the organization, and also to do some work on the potential sale of the Nakupon building. I attend all of the Pacifica National Board meetings, and we also have two committees that have begun meeting, the Strategic Planning Committee and the Personnel Committee. I've met with those. I was invited to a meeting of the Audit Committee, which I attended. I participated in phone and email conversations regarding the audits, including a meeting with Mr. Regalia at the auditor's request when Mr. Agarwal announced his resignation. I supervise the management teams at the stations, as well as the Pacifica Radio Archives and the Affiliates Program. We have weekly phone conference meetings. We have those calls on Wednesday and deal with on a daily basis with issues that the GMs are dealing with, including several HR issues. We've successfully generated some revenue for Pacifica, including I engaged with a donor, it's the executor of the Crevo estate for an additional distribution from the estate that is supporting the 2016 audits. That was in the amount of $56,000. And just in the last couple of weeks, donors made a pledge of $100,000 plus a $25,000 matching grant to support a project for a new transmitter for WPFW, and I was involved in that process as well. I've worked, of course, extensively on the ESRT judgment, the supporting the at the direction of the board, supporting that work, working with the attorneys, helping with the execution of the settlement with ESRT, the loan, the FJC, and the friendly loan. And my biggest involvement was with helping to develop and execute the agreement to move to Four Times Square. Another project that was at the direction of the board that is, we believe, within days of being ready to be implemented is online harassment training for all paid Pacifica employees. And our intention is to move towards expanding that to volunteers. We've been held up a little bit by that, by we've had to gather email address. We've had to gather the identification of each of the employees and using the email addresses. That part of the project is complete, and we're just short of having a final conversation with the vendor to get that launched. This is a detail. I think there was a house that was left to Pacifica that it's slightly complicated. It's in the WBAI coverage area. And so working with getting that involved, we think that Pacifica might receive as much as about $60,000 for the estate once it's completed. There's liens on the estate. The interior of the house is in really rough shape, and so that's taken some work to get all that organized. In addition to working on the Four Times Square agreement, I've been working with our technical team to get the equipment on order, and it is. We're feeling confident that we'll be ready to go on the air May 30th, which is the switchover date, June 1st. And that includes, we've arranged for the delivery of a surplus transmitter from KPFT. So we appreciate that from KPFT. That's set to arrive on Friday, and the actual installation is going to begin. The permanent, the new transmitter is on order now and that will be manufactured and delivered. And so the backup transmitter ensures that we can have continuous broadcast. Just to mention, a significant amount of my time is spent on compliance issues. John Almella on our staff is the point person on that. But we talk at least once a day about issues about reporting for the FCC and helping to make sure that the stations are the compliance situation is quite complicated compared to when I was last in regularly managing a public radio station. So John works on that. That takes up a fair amount of my time. Something that I did is I developed the press plan and the press release for the announcing the series of settlements. I coordinated and helped get restarted again at the direction of the board, finalizing the process of getting a new employee handbook completed. We have an attorney working on that who expects to deliver the completed handbook next week, and then there'll be an approval process. I've also offered a variety of technical support to local station boards and stations, including two pending program director searches. And finally, I've been helping with the sale of the Nakapon building, which I believe will be taken up also in closed session tonight. And then I would also say this is the subject of the other agreement that I have with Pacifica, but working with the personnel committee, we've gotten the executive director position posted. Tentatively, we've set the full consideration date for June 15th. And we're working with the personnel committee on the vetting process once the pool is complete. So that's my report. I'd be glad to take any questions.
Thanks, Tom.
Mansoor would like to be on stack.
Okay.
Adriana.
Bill.
Adriana.
Okay. Mansoor, Adriana, Bill, anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Mansoor.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Livingston, for a great report. And I want our listeners who are listening to this open session meeting to know that you have done a fantastic and marvelous job within the last 3 minutes, has brought stability to Pacifica, and I can testify on my own behalf what I know of history of Pacifica, that I have never seen or worked with any executive director within the last 15 years that has done what you have done. So thank you very much. I'm more interested on the HR position, and are we able to hire a full-time to further reduce the number of lawsuits in the future and to implement the anti-discrimination training? That would be my question. Thank you.
Yes, that position is in the package of recommendations that that Sam Agarwal has provided, there's several positions involved. One of the key issues, which I believe we'll be picking up, is to make sure that any hires that we do, that we have the existing resources to pay for them, and we have multiple needs in the finance and HR area to meet. But we'll be discussing that. And also, thank you for what you said. It's an honor to be working with Pacifica.
Could you add Jan Goodman to the stack, please?
Okay, Adriana, you're next. I got Jana on the stack. Okay.
Yes. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I have some questions. I heard that you mentioned some things that are being done, like the handbook. Who is in charge of the handbook? I have the idea that for what you mentioned, not only that, but some of the positions that you are talking about that I agree we need, but I don't understand how we can sustain that, because I have the idea that our first priority was to pay the fastest that we can the debt that we are on. And the second request is, please, if you are able to, even without giving details, to explain if all the agreement and all the contracts are finalized and signed by both parties.
Yes, to your first point, the handbook is, we have an attorney that's on retainer with Pacifica. This was one of the first issues that was brought up when I first started working in January, so the background on the handbook is that in 2014 the document even has a cover on it. It got as far as, my understanding is, all it needed was final attorney review and then coming back to the board for final approval. And then it sat there apparently for the last 3-4 years. The attorney has reviewed that document. She's also reviewed all of our union agreements and to incorporate that. And I haven't seen the changes yet, but she gave an update this week that said that she expected to have it available, ready by next week. As to your second question about the additional positions, it's really to my proposal, and any position that we add would need the board will understand what it is the plan is. With the departure of our chief financial officer, we're also two other positions. People have departed recently from the finance office, and so this is really the critical issue is to restaff that function. And there's many issues around that have to be addressed, including getting caught up on the audits. So this is really not spending additional money. It's it's restaffing that function. And then at the final, so your other question, yes, all the agreements have been signed and by both parties, and the Four Times Square agreement is in effect. Within the last week, it was finalized and signed, and we don't have the signatures on both sides have not they're not back in the same place, but we'll be forwarding the signature pages. We've sent the complete agreement, and we'll send that once we've received it.
Timekeeper would like to let you know that we got like 1 minute to this.
So this back.
Yeah, William Hairwagon, also for the stack.
Madam Chair, can we move to add 10 minutes to this report? Thank you.
Yeah, William Hairwagon, second.
Madam Chair?
She's been muted, so just...
Oh, Jan Goodman.
I'm sorry, that was me. I'm sorry. Do we have any objections to extending for 10 minutes?
Jan Goodman, I actually do object just because we have a full agenda and a full executive session, so I would like to try to keep us on track.
All right.
time for this category.
Okay, can we take a vote? Just while we're extending, just hold on to that minute. Madam Secretary, would you please take a vote on whether we're going to extend for 10 minutes?
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Kesnade?
Yes.
Yes. Corey?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier? Bill?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, I was muted.
Yes. Joseph Davis?
Yes.
Yes. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
No.
No. Hairwagon?
Yes.
Yes. Jacobs?
No.
No. Lark? Duane? Can't hear you. Laufer?
No.
No. Leon?
Yes.
Yes. Rangaza?
No.
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 No. I don't think Alex is on. Alex Randall is on. Sabah?
No.
No. Steinberg?
Pass.
Pass. Travis?
How long is he for?
10 minutes.
Pass, I'm thinking.
Pass. Voorhees?
No.
No. Washington?
Yes.
Yes. Going back one moment. Duane Lark didn't hear you?
Yes.
Yes. So Steinberg, you passed?
I'll say no.
No. Travis, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 9 yes, 9 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote? I'm sorry, somebody was talking over you.
I would like to keep... Oh, no, I'm going to vote no.
No. Okay, so I have nine yes, 10 no, 1 abstention. Anybody wish to change their vote? Okay. Chair.
Okay, so we are not extended for, and we're going on to the next item. Thank you very much, Tom.
I thought we had 1 minute left.
Oh, we have 1 minute left. You're right. Sorry.
No, we are not. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but we did not.
Excuse me. We had 1 minute left when someone made a motion to extend for time, so that the time is interrupted when we do that. I believe that's correct. Is that right, Mr. Tatum? I believe Mr. Tatum is on the call.
Yes, Madam Chair, that is correct.
All right, thank you. So we do have 1 minute left. So the next person on the stack was Bill.
Excuse me, Benita was at the top.
I'm sorry, Benita, what did you say?
I said that I'm the first one who asked to be on the stack.
I heard Mansoor, then Adriana, then Bill, then Jan, then William. I didn't hear you.
Like I said, it was me first, William second, and then Crozier.
So Bill was already on the stack before William asked to be on the stack.
Oh, man, we'll spend a minute to start you in this.
If you had asked to be on the stack when other people were talking, I wouldn't have heard you. If you wait till there's a break in the conversation, I can hear. This goes for everybody. If you wait till there's a break in the conversation, till the person who's speaking stops speaking, then I will be able to hear you. I can't hear when there's more than one person talking at the same time. So, but there, we had Mansoor, then Adriana, then Bill. That was the only three people that signed up to be on the stack. And then after Adriana, William asked to be on the stack. So we're going to Bill right now. So
okay, thank
start
you.
The minute. Mansoor, please start the last minute of this item.
Absolutely. We got 1 minute.
Okay, thanks. And for Tom, this under an executive session, there's an item to next steps for finance and national office, but I'm hoping you can give people an update, at least partially in open session, because there's a lot of people wondering what's the plan, or at least what are you looking into to make sure that we get the audits done and the pensions paid and things like that.
Sure. So the first thing is we've got a draft of an RFP to seek to get support from outside to outsource some of the management of the office, and we won't know. I've had a variety of opinions from where it's going to cost way more than we are paying now for the staff to way less, and so if the board approves, we'll issue an RFP on a pretty short turnaround and see what possibilities are for either temporary or possibly longer term support that's outsourced. The second piece is again, whatever we do has to be within the envelope of the money that we have. Even though we have very pressing needs from the in the finance area, so other options to look at will include an interim, it would require a search, an interim CFO position, it's testing the market to see what outside help would cost, and then we have a staffing plan from Mr. Agarwal to sequence that so that it fits in with our existing resources. And then looking at other possibilities of, you know, perhaps an interim CFO, and then whether to start a search for a permanent CEO, a CFO.
Okay, thank you.
Time. time for this category.
Okay, so we're going to the next item on the agenda, which is PNB committee status, report from the secretary on the status of the committees for 5 minutes. Madam Secretary, would you please give your report?
Yes. So as I had said last month, all PNB committees were populated with directors and delegates members, except for WBAI and KPFA. But in April, WBAI did populate the PNB committees with their delegates. For KPFA, there's a motion on this agenda. I don't know if all the committees have met yet. Perhaps the conveners can inform us. And I also don't know the status of the task forces. It's my understanding that the governance committee was going to recommend what the membership parameters are for them. So anyway, that's it. Less than 5 minutes.
Okay, great. So the next item on the committee status is a motion regarding KPFA LSB elections for treasurer and PMB committees. Motion was noticed, is being noticed by Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Okay, let me read my motion.
Sorry, Alex, excuse me. This item has 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll read my motion and then I'll motivate it. My motivation will be very brief. This is the motion. Whereas the KPFA LSB has accumulated three vacant listener delegate seats since late December 2018, and whereas the January 18, 2018 PNB motion regarding KPFA says, and this is quote, be it also resolved that the KPFA LSB shall contact candidates on the recount runners-up list, including the write-in candidates, to find the first one who is available and willing to serve and willing to serve. I lost my train of thought here. And seat that individual. Be it further resolved that if no runner-up candidates are available, a call should go out to the KPFA membership on KPFA's website and on the air, inviting listener members to apply for the vacancy and giving a deadline that the applicant shall be interviewed by the delegates at an LSB meeting, and the LSB shall conduct an IRB vote to determine the winner of the seat. End quote. Whereas the PNB's authority to mandate this procedure has been upheld in a court procedure, whereas by the time of the April 21st, 2018 meeting, the KPFA LSB had not contacted anyone from the recount runners-up list to fill its three vacant listener delegate seats, and whereas the KPFA LSB was aware that two alternates on the recount runners-up list were in the audience at its April 21st, 2018 meeting and were available and willing to serve, yet did not fill any of the three vacant listener delegate seats. And whereas on April 21st, the KPFA LSB held elections for the LSB treasurer and delegate members of the PNB committees without the participation of the three delegate replacements who were disenfranchised from nominating candidates, running, or voting in those elections. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board does not recognize the election of the LSB treasurer and delegates to PNB committees that were conducted at the KPFA LSB meeting on April 21st because those elections excluded candidates from the LSB who could have and should have been seated at the April 21st meeting. The KPFA LSB treasurer and KPFA delegate positions for those PNB committees shall remain vacant until such time as the KPFA LSB follows the directives of the Pacifica National Board regarding the replacement of vacancies on the LSB and holds new elections for LSB treasurer and positions on PNB committees. I think this motion kind of speaks for itself. The PNB directed the KPFA LSB on January 18th to fill those vacancies in the manner in which it's prescribed in our bylaws. The KPFA LSB simply ignored that directive, and the PNB has to call the KPFA LSB to account. And the only way to do that at this point is to not recognize the election of their LSB treasurer and the election of members of PNB committees. And let me add that I am not at all happy to be making this motion. I would be much rather that the KPFA LSB straighten out the mess it had itself created. I want to see the KPFA delegates and directors fully participate in the work of the national board, but their own actions have made it impossible. So I am not happy about making this motion, but I feel that we have no choice.
Carol for the stack.
Thank you. Anyone else on this motion? Anyone else like to speak for or against this motion? Carol, are you for or against this motion?
Against.
Okay. Anyone else like to speak on the stack?
Yeah, Tom Lee for
Wait a minute. Did someone just say chair?
Yes, it's Janet. Is it seconded?
Second. Does this motion need a second for this motion? Okay.
This is Grace. I second it.
Okay. Now, who was on the stack? I'm sorry.
Carol.
Okay.
Tom Z would like to be on the stack also.
For or against this motion? Tom, are you for or against this motion? Are you speaking for or against this motion?
I'm for it.
So anyone else? Okay,
Grace,
let's start. Okay, so let's Grace.
I'll speak in favor.
Okay. All right. So the next person, if there are anyone else that wants to speak, would be against. So Carol, go ahead.
I want to make 3 points. One is the KPFA local delegates believe that they have a correct understanding of the bylaws and that our decision is correct under Article 5, Section 1D, Article 5, Section 3B, Article 5, Section 8, and Article 4, Section 10. And we believe that the local delegates determine and are controlling on the selection of delegates, not the PNB. And so that's one. And we think that we are behaving in a way that is constrained and is cooperative because in spite of our fact that we believe we've done things fairly, two people who were in question are not participating so that be provocative. Second, there's an pending appeal. And when the Sharon Brown case was pending an appeal, the lower court ruling that said she should be on the board was disregarded by the board. And here the opposite position is being taken, even though there's a pending appeal. And the last reason is that it excludes an important voice from the committees. And even if the people who Alice's motion say should be brought on the board were hostile, it wouldn't change the outcome of the votes on these boards. And so it's doing something that feels in the Bay Area as politically motivated and hostile. And even though it feels like here quite differently, but I'm expressing how it feels here. And it feels like an exclusion that's unnecessary given the precedent of the Sharon Brown case.
Thank you, Carol. Tom Burry, you are next on the stand.
Yes, I was the only PNB rep present at this election. For the committee people, and I can witness that there were two qualified people ready to ready for this election at that meeting.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes, Adriana, what's your point of information?
Didn't we vote the agenda is we are 3 minutes past the adjournment time to executive session. Is that right? Didn't we vote that in the agenda? The question.
No, I don't believe so.
The adjournment time, 21.
Oh.
Yes, 9:30.
Okay. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. That's my fault. I missed that. I had requested that we change it to 10:15 because we had a request for a 9:30 meeting for the closed session, and I had requested it be extended that we wait until 10:15 on email, and I did not hear any objections, and I forgot to check this on the agenda. So I'm wondering if anyone would put forward a motion to extend our meeting till 10:15. The closed session agenda has been adjusted to start at 10:15, I believe.
So
right, Madam Secretary?
So moved.
Well, thank you. Any objections?
Yeah, Goodman, second.
Okay.
Yes,
any objections?
Dwayne Lark objects.
Okay. So, Madam Secretary, would you please take a vote on extending this open session until 10:15?
Yes. Who is it who moved the extension?
Adriana.
Okay. Aaron.
Pass.
Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Chesnaze.
Pass.
Corey.
This is the motion to extend?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Heerwagen.
Pass.
Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Lark.
No.
No. Loffer.
Pass.
Leon.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza.
No.
No. Sabah.
Randall is here.
Yes.
Oh, Alex Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg.
Pass.
Travis?
Abstain.
Abstain. Voorhees?
Pass.
Washington?
Yes.
Yes. Let me go back. Grace, you passed?
No.
No. Adriana, you passed?
No.
No. William, you passed?
No.
No. Ken, you passed?
No.
No.
Can I change my abstention to no? This is Travis.
Right. Travis votes no. Alex Steinberg, you passed?
I'll vote no.
No. Tom Voorhees, you passed?
No.
Sorry?
No.
No. Okay, one moment. I have 10 yes, 10 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain. 10 yes, 10 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, so this fails. This extension fails. My apologies, everyone. I'm for missing that on the agenda. We are now adjourned, and we're going to close the session.
Oh no, Madam Chair, we have on the floor. We have a motion on the floor.
We still have to abstain. I mean, we still have to adjourn. If there's a motion on the floor, Mr. Parliamentarian, yes, I believe that we don't vote on it. Mr. Parliamentarian, could you please give your opinion on this?
Very often, meetings have to adjourn with a motion still pending on the floor. What happens to that motion is that it becomes unfinished business at the next regular meeting.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Okay, Adriana, you had a point of order first, and then Alex, go ahead.
Yes,
go ahead, Adriana.
I don't know where that motion that the parliamentarian expressed. I would like the citation, but that is the way that we always conduct business. When a motion is on the floor and was already have people talking for and against, when the time for adjourn comes, we need to vote on that motion. This, you can see, is the practice of this foundation since at least the last 6 years that I remember. And I believe that is, I want to see where the citation says that we shouldn't for global rule of orders. And I think that our rules are the ones that are important.
Thank you.
In this case, that is my point of order. We need to vote.
Thank you. Thank you, Adriana. So this is not addressed in our bylaws. So we go to Robert's rules. However, as Adriana has pointed out, we have a practice of following this. So Alex, what is your question?
Well, in addition, even though the time has run out, you cannot adjourn without a motion to adjourn, and there was no motion to adjourn. So, it is, as Adriana correctly stated, the precedent for all Pacifica board meetings to complete a vote on a motion that's pending. Debate, of course, is ended, but we do vote on the motion.
So I don't think we need a motion with time certain. And I can, adjourn. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to rule that that this is Robert's rules of order, and we're supposed to follow them. And so, if you want to vote against, so that's my ruling. So anyway,
I challenge your ruling, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Challenge your ruling. Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to vote against my ruling, that would involve extending time, so that would require a 2/3 vote. Okay, so Madam Secretary, would you please take the roll?
What are you talking about, Madam Chair?
For information, Madam Chair.
You make a challenge in 11 minutes after the adjournment time. Madam Chair.
A challenge to the ruling of the chair is a majority vote, not a 2/3 vote.
Exactly.
No, but it results in extending time. It results in extending time.
You're not saying the rules.
I think because it results in extending a time certain, that it requires a two-thirds rule. Am I correct on that, Mr. Parliamentarian, please?
Yes,
sir. If I'm mistaken, I stand corrected.
Madam Chair.
One second, the parliamentarian has the floor.
Madam Chair, the adjournment time was already voted on when you approved the agenda. The adjournment time was already there, so there's no additional need to actually vote on the adjournment. Now, Madam Chair, it is entirely up to you to make a ruling and have them challenge your ruling on whether to go by custom, which the custom of the PNB board is to, if you have a motion pending, to go ahead and vote on it before you adjourn, if that's their custom. But Robert says that when the time to adjourn has arrived, it takes precedence over everything. And to the point of whether it takes a two-thirds vote or not, I would recommend that you go with the majority vote. But it's entirely up to you, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right. Okay, so majority vote will be... a majority vote will allow us to vote on this motion, will allow us to take the time to vote on this motion. Is there any opposed to taking the time to vote on this motion?
Request for information. I'm not clear. What is your ruling? Or are we voting on whether to sustain your ruling first? Or
I'm
confused.
All right. I was going with the Roberts rules, that we should follow Roberts rules because it's not in the bylaws. And so Adriana challenged my ruling, which would, would prevent us from voting on this motion. So if you want to challenge my ruling, that means that you're voting against my ruling, and that would allow us to vote on the motion.
Chair,
I had it mixed up. So is there,
Chair?
Thank you.
Janet?
Yes, Gina.
So the vote would be a vote of the challenge, and so it would be those who vote yes.
Okay, so if there's, is there any objection to the challenge? There.
Why would it be an objection to the challenge? You said vote.
Is that right? Sorry.
No,
it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Should I
all
take
right.
the vote?
I'm just going to ask. Okay, I'm just going to ask. Okay, I think I'll change how I say this. Is there anyone who doesn't want to vote on this motion?
Who doesn't want to vote yes, you mean?
No, who does not want to vote.
I'm scared.
Does not, is there any, okay, is there any?
Well, yes, I'd like more discussion. I'm not ready to vote on it.
Oh, we don't have time for discussion. We only have time for a vote.
Well, we could do it at the next meeting.
Vote on it. I called the ballot. I called the vote.
All right, so... We're at time certain. It has been the practice of the PNB to go ahead and vote on any outstanding motions, even if there is a time certain. And I have been having Mr. Tatum say that Robert's Rules doesn't say that, and we've been doing it in opposition to what Robert's Rules is. So my question is, do we want to go with our precedent, or do we want to go with follow the Roberts Rules of Order, which would be Can I please finish speaking? I'm in the middle of trying to speak, and excuse me. I am speaking.
Oh my God.
That's right. I am speaking, and I'm being interrupted, and my train of thought is being interrupted, and other people cannot hear what I'm saying, and so then that makes it confusing for them if I get interrupted. So please don't interrupt people that are speaking. Okay, so I'm asking us, is there anyone that does not want to vote on this outstanding motion?
Adriana.
All right. Madam Secretary, please take the roll on whether or not we're going to vote on this motion before we adjourn.
We're going to take a vote
on whether or not we're going to vote on Alex Steinberg's motion that's on the floor.
Point of order, Madam Benito.
Oh, my
Chair,
God.
This is Janet. May I?
Yes.
Okay. So my understanding is that you made a ruling that the motion would not be voted on because there was a time-certain adjournment. That was your ruling. There was a challenge to that ruling, and what we're voting on is the challenge to your ruling. And that would mean that somebody would vote, if somebody votes yes, they are voting against your ruling. They're voting in favor of the challenge. If they vote no, they're voting in favor of your ruling.
Right.
No. I'm sorry, the opposite. It's the opposite. If
point of order.
Okay, wait a minute. Janet, would you please finish? What's the opposite?
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. This is how it's been before, but I think Mr. Tatum has said that it's the opposite, that we vote on your ruling voting on the challenge of your ruling would mean that those who oppose your ruling would vote yes, and those who are in favor of your ruling would vote no.
Madam Chair, this is a parliamentarian. It's just the opposite.
Okay.
The question is, shall the ruling of the chair be sustained? If you ask the question like that, then all those who are on the side of the chair will vote yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Are there any other points of order? Or can we vote?
We don't have more points of order. More than one.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So we're gonna vote.
Aaron.
No.
Alexander.
Pass.
Jonathan. Pass. Kesnave.
No.
Corey.
Yes.
Crozier.
Yes, to sustain the chair.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
No.
Diaz.
Yes, to support the chair.
Yes.
The ruling of the chair.
Goodman.
No.
No. Heerwagen.
No.
Jacobs.
Yes.
Lark.
No.
Loffer.
Pass.
Leon.
Yes.
Nwangaza. Can't hear you. Afia? Alex Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
No.
No. Steinberg.
No.
No. Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
No.
No. Washington.
Yes.
Yes. Going back, Jonathan Alexander, you passed.
Yes.
Yes. One moment.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Change my vote to no.
Jonathan Alexander, no. Ken Laufer, you passed?
No.
No. Afia Nguyen Bauza? Can't hear you. Okay, one moment. I have 8 yes, 11 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, that's 9 yes, 11 no, 0 abstentions.
So this fails. My ruling, the challenge to my ruling has been sustained, and we will now go to a vote on Alex Steinberg's motion.
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Cass Nave.
Yes.
Yes. Could people please mute because somebody's breathing into the phone? Corey.
No.
No. Crozier.
Abstain.
Abstain. Joseph Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Tierwagen.
Yes.
Yes. Jacobs.
No.
No. Lark.
Yes.
Yes. Laufer.
Yes.
Yes. Leon.
I vote yes.
Yes. Nwangaza. Can't hear you. Alex Randall.
No.
No. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Steinberg.
Yes.
Yes. Travis.
No.
No. Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes. Washington?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. Let me try Afia. Okay. So one moment. I have 14 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
14 no. Sorry, go ahead.
No, 14 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention.
Oh, okay, abstain.
Abstain. Chair abstain. So it's 14 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions. So
this motion passes.
Thank you,
and we are now adjourned.
We adjourned.